what about going to school after that? You still well, only that spoke was, German.
Yeah. Well, they put me in the infant class to learn English, and every morning the bell would go at a certain time. I can't remember when.
Excuse me.
And a group of pupils would be standing there. We've come to take Edith to school. And I had this for weeks that they came to collect me. And of course, they gave me all kinds of IQ tests and various things. And I had a lot of help from the infant mistress and the teachers. And so gradually I got into my own age group. But every so often I had a request would be somebody would come into the class and say, Edith is to go to Miss O'Hinnichy. Oh, and I thought, no. This lady did IQ tests and she sat on a squeaky cushion, and every time you asked a question, she'd lean forward, squeak, a question, squeak, and an answer. Oh, dear. And it was all, you know, a man with a black bag goes up to the door. What's his job and things like that. Yeah. So, anyway.
Were the children all kind to you because the war was starting and they must have known you came from Germany?
The only time I ever had this was in Sunday school, because Mum and Dad were Christians, and Dad being at 39, 40 in age, he wasn't called up because all the men had been called up, and he wanted to go, but he was reserved. And he and his and Mum were fire guards and different extra jobs that they did, and fine. But they were church members, and we went every Sunday. And only one time, a little girl that I was sitting next to said, I don't want to sit next to you because you're a German. And that, whoa, that was, I went home and told Mum and Dad. And Dad was furious. And of course, he saw his sister, who was the superintendent of the Sunday school. And he said, make sure that that never happens again, and take that child away from Edith so she doesn't have this, you know.
He was able to stop her before it came.
People were curious when you went out into the park for a walk, and sometimes with Dad's sisters went for a walk. In fact, had lunch with them after Sunday school. And they would say, oh, is that the little German girl? You could hear them whispering it, you know. But nobody was unkind, ever, not ever.
That was good. Did you meet other people once you were with your new mum and dad? Did you meet other people who'd come on the kinder transport?
No, and it was ironic that years later, friends had been living in Dysart, another part of Kirkcaldy, where they had taken in a boy of the same age as me, and they never even got us together. And his parents came back. They managed to escape and get out, and they went to America. And he came back to this country to see that the people that had taken him in, whom we knew, and we met here. And it was just an amazing, amazing time together that we had. We'd never met before, but we just hugged us, you know. It was just, yeah.
But did anybody, as far as you know, come from the refugee committee to check that you were being well looked after?
Probably, you know, maybe for Mum and Dad, but I was not conscious of that, no. Going to the police station when I was 16, 17 and 18, the superintendent of the police was a friend of Dad's, and he said, Gavin comes, asks to see me each time, and we'll have a cup of tea. It's just a formality.
And why did you have to go to the police station?
Because I was an alien.
I see. And then were you given British citizenship after that? Or
yeah, it was the Miners Act that came out when I was 19, and Dad saw about that, getting me converted to Christianity, to British nationality.
So I'm assuming that you not only didn't meet any other people who came from Germany, but you also didn't meet anybody from the Jewish community, is that correct?
Not quite, because there was a teacher at Kirkcaldy High called Herr Guder, and he took in a Polish Jewish lad, and we became very friendly. In fact, they helped Mum and Dad because they couldn't speak German, and he did the translating. So I was very fond of Dr. Gooder and Henry. So, yeah.
What did you find strangest about Scotland?
Tomato soup. I had red soup. I'd never, ever had red soup in my life before. Red soup. But I thought it was all just so interesting. You know, nobody was anything but helpful. It was just, Scotland's a country for me, but British. I'm first and foremost British.
And did you see your father again? What happened? Yes. Your birth father?
That was very difficult. Very difficult, because I went to Germany, and his sister was a dear aunt of mine, and she'd been bombed, and she was paralysed from the neck down, and I was going to stay with her and my father, and he arrived at the station with beautiful red roses and everything. I have to confess with shame, to this day, I felt nothing when I saw him. He was standing with his back to me as I looked out the window, and he was tall and thin, just as I remembered him. Tall, very tall, 6 feet tall, and, you know, the crinkly hair, which was grey, of course, but when he turned, his face was so wrinkled and ravaged. But he was always touching me and holding my hand, and I could not feel the love that I had felt for this wonderful father that I had for nearly 7 years. Well, 7 years, yes.
And when was it that you went? How old were you by then when you went back to Germany to see him?
Would it be 19 or 20? I was a student, yeah.
It was a long time.
And of course, what I didn't know was that my Scottish father was going out of his mind, because he said to Mum, she'll not want to come back. She'll see her own father, she won't want to come back. And she kept saying, she was one of these wonderful calming spirits. She said, Gavin, she'll be back. Don't you worry, this is her home and she loves us. And I never saw such relief on their faces when I stepped off that plane and just ran towards them, you know.
Why was it you weren't able to go back sooner than that? Because that must have been quite a long time after the war ended.
Well, I had no desire to go. I'd been fighting it. Mm-hmm. And Mum and Dad didn't want to force it.
Right. Well, that's interesting. And after school, what happened?
After school, I sort of said I applied for university and was accepted for St Andrews University. And then I suddenly said, you know, you've been looking after me all these years. I would like to go and work. And Mum and Dad said, no, take your education first. But when I make up my mind about something, I can be quite firm. So what happened was I applied for the Continental Exchange in London and got into the post office and the civil service here as a telephonist. And it was the strangest thing, but just when I realised that I had made a terrible mistake, because all the girls were just talking about their boyfriends and what they did, and I thought I could do a university, open university. So I spent evenings, weekends, studying. And they would say, what were you doing at the weekend, Edith? And, you know, even boyfriends, I couldn't spend the time with them because I was studying. And I didn't want to tell them I was doing this quietly. And I thought, this is not going to work. So I decided I would leave the post office. And ironically, when I had just made up my mind to do so, the appointment came through from London that I'd got a post in the Continental Exchange if I'd wanted it, but I didn't. So then I went to university.
And what did you study there?
Modern languages and Latin. I did Italian the first year as well. But my degree is in French and German.
And then I think you went on to teach.
Yeah, went for a year to Murray House and then on to teach. 31 and a half years teaching, and I was a couple of years in the post office, and that counted towards my final pension. So that worked out well.